Hey everyone, I'm Madonna. This is David, and we're going to talk about betrayal trauma today.
Betrayal trauma.
Interestingly, my practitioner mastery class yesterday, we were doing exactly that.
Okay.
We did a surrogate balance for someone who has been through exactly that in the last few weeks, and really interesting watching the side effects in her body. So, you know how you always talk that this emotional stuff manifests in the body as physical symptoms.
Can do.
Yeah, and it's really interesting watching. It's worse when she's talking about it at the moment.
Yeah, of
You know,
course.
so some people can, and I had an incident on Sunday, which is really
Well,
silly.
when you talk about it, it brings it back up and then you get
Yeah,
triggered,
yes.
right? And
Well, I was triggered on
you're triggered.
Sunday when someone who there's been a long issue with me, I thought I was going to see them for about 3 minutes.
Right.
And I said to my hubby, my heart's pumping. I'm starting to sweat. I needed to just take a breath.
Well, there it is, because just the triggering brings fight, flight, freeze, or fawn.
Something from 20 years ago. Really interesting.
Well, it's like an old wound, isn't it? Because a similar thing to what happens in our emotional system also happens in our physical system. I had a client who got hit in the back with a nun by a nun when they were a kid
Yeah,
at
okay.
school. And then when they
What,
get
a quarter
stressed,
of the world's population?
yeah, I know, but some like because lots of us grew up Catholic, and there was a lot of physical violence back then with sticks and everything. Anyway, this person got pushed in the back, when they weren't ready for it, and then they were in a relationship that wasn't very nice, and when they get triggered, they get a that pain comes in the back where they got hit
Yeah,
by the nun.
right.
And I'd never seen that exact example before, but it was really interesting that. So when they're getting abused or something, the pain in the back comes up.
Interesting, because
And from a psychological trigger.
years and years ago, I read a book by Ben Elton that I'm just having a quick look. But basically, it was called Meltdown, I think. It was that could be the one.
Ben Elton, he's pretty funny. He's
It
the guy
was,
with the IBM family.
well, the interesting thing was that I don't know what that means.
His parents were in IBM,
Right, okay.
International Business Machine. Seth Ben Elton, he's really funny,
Yeah,
but he's
no,
a comedian.
he's a comedian. So, my sister-in-law lent me a book and I was reading it, and it was the first time I was ever, it was the first year I ever took off between Christmas and New Year, actually allowed myself not to work on those days. And I remember being so excited, and you know, me being a girl, I was thinking I'm going to exercise, I'm going to get some sunshine, I'm going to feel really healthy and you know, lose some weight, you know, always the usual goals of girls.
Did you watch TV all day?
No, I
Oh,
started reading this book, but the
okay.
book was set in the 80s. And I had a huge amount of crap happen to me in the 80s. And because he's such a good writer, he was bringing up all the Duran Duran and Culture Club and music. And he was talking about what was going on in the 80s. And I could not move for 4 days. I can't remember the type of pain I had, but I was in so much excruciating pain that I did not get to exercise. I didn't even recognize that it was because I was reading a book that was bringing up trauma from my teenage years, where you know I did have some big stuff happen to me, so it was really interesting. So by the time I was able to get to a kinesiologist, which at the time was my mate Norm, it was about the 4th or 5th of January, and by that stage it had started to unravel. But I'd had about 8 days of non-stop pain,
Oh, physical pain.
oh, physical pain,
Isn't that amazing?
and he just and I hadn't recognized that it was from the book. And Norm just started muscle testing and finding it, and he said, "Well, it's to do with, you know," and he just mentioned a few things. So I went, "Oh, well, that's weird. Could it be because I've been reading this book?" I felt like such a nong, you know, that I didn't even recognize. But we're talking 20, 25 years ago,
Yeah, but
you know.
isn't that amazing how the triggers become physical?
Yeah,
And
like that
and
was.
because if you're really careful, you can notice that when you're triggered, it'll happen in your breathing first.
Yeah.
Except we don't pay attention to our breathing, so we don't notice.
Well, I was just reading, lying down reading a book for, you know, a week.
Well, that's pretty nice, isn't it?
So, well, except for the fact that I couldn't move. Other than that, it was awesome.
Oh, right. Oh, you couldn't
I
move for a
couldn't move. I
week.
was in pain. I was in so much pain, I couldn't move.
Right.
And now I can't remember what sort of pain, but anyway, it was so bad that I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you know, and so many people are in that circumstance, and it's only just recently that it's become popularized by Bessel van der Kolk with The Body Keeps the Score and the work on the vagus nerve by Stephen Porges. They're actually starting to work out how the body contains everything from the past. And I think there was something, what were those cellular things they used? There was like a cell memory thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
Well, that's what kinesiology and energy healing's based on, a cellular memory.
That's right.
But remember,
No, but it's just because they've worked out the psychological thing. So, like, because when you get triggered, it comes up from the past. And it's the same. One of the reasons for that, is because the part of the memory that has past, future, and present, they overlap a little bit. So that part of the memory, the bit that projects the future, present, and past. What happens with trauma is the future and the past one, they're overlapping and they kind of fuse. And so when people have a triggered experience, it's actually like they're really in the time when it happened in that spot. It often happens. I had a friend who got beaten up in West End. Someone just came and hit him. But every time he walked past that place, it had come up physically. And so just the physical space brings back the memory because there was atmosphere and, you know,
I've got a client who was
because the
beaten up on a.
memory overlaps. And so even though nothing's happening, you got the full physical feelings that, you know, like when it actually happened.
One of my clients was beaten up on a bus, a couple of years ago now, but every time he's and the buses cameras weren't working. The bus stop cameras weren't working. Like it was this little combination of things where he actually got off and got into a taxi, and the taxi driver was going to let in this man into the taxi. Like the whole thing was so bizarre. Whereas obviously he'd just been beaten up and was bleeding, and he wanted to go to a hospital. And anyway, just awful. So yeah, to this day, like he struggles walking in that particular place.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, he'd rather walk 10 Ks and get on a bus anywhere near that now.
Yeah, that's funny when I think of it. I've got quite a few friends who have been like just, you know, beaten up on the street on the way home, and you know, I've got
Well, one of my
they're
clients, she
alive for a
was,
long time, so it's not that much.
one of my clients, she was badly abused, raped as a kid, and she went to my mate Norm. And he basically, because they had a really good relationship at one stage, he said, "Do you trust me?" And she said, "Yes." And he held her down, for a kinesiology process, and sort of said, "Do you trust me?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "I want you to struggle." And as soon as she
Oh,
started
really?
to struggle on the table, she felt the type of pain that she felt back at the time,
Right,
which had been like 30
that's
years
like
earlier.
exposure therapy. Like that's interesting, physical exposure therapy. And did you get a good outcome with that? Oh, that's excellent. Because as
Interesting.
counselors, you know, don't touch people. You
Yeah.
know, so it's very
Unless you
interesting
learn
to hear that.
specific tools like tapping and, all sorts of stuff that can really help people, obviously.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I guess I might.
Not your thing.
Well,
Not the not your thing yet.
no, I guess so. A bit shy.
That's not
Yeah.
in your yeah. So we were talking because one of our mutual friends has went into a bit of shock and trauma on the other day, and you were talking about this particular anagram that bullies use. No, that goes from bullying to victim.
That's called Darvo, and it comes out of the work of Jennifer Fried, Freyd, and she's at Oregon University in the US. And the thing is that the concepts comes from the idea called betrayal trauma, right? And so betrayal trauma is the trauma we experience from being betrayed. And
Sounds logical.
right, but so people and same physical symptoms. When you look it up, if you want to look up some good betrayal trauma videos, Jennifer Fried's the person to watch. She's got a lot of studies, and when it first came out, she was kind of not paid very much attention to, but because all of the latest research with Body Keeps the Score, it's become predominant now, and everyone's paying attention to it. Because when I first started researching it was controversial. And the reason it was controversial because she was abused by her parents.
Right.
And it was a public controversy. And her parents end up creating this movement called False Complaint Movement. False, you would have heard
Oh,
of
right.
it. Her parents were responsible for creating that organization that gets all sort of child abusers off. The False Memory Foundation.
Really?
Yeah, that was,
Oh, my
yeah, so this
goodness.
Jennifer Fried. And so what she worked out that in traumatic families, there's two things that's going on. One is trauma from the betrayal itself,
Yeah.
that whether they've done the ACE work, so whether it's neglect, not looking after someone's needs as a parent, whether it's abuse, sexual, physical, whether it's neglect of any type, or whether it's general stress, there's always some sort of betrayal attached to that, because there's always some sort of loss. Like whatever people say the word trauma, but really what's happening, people are losing. They're losing their innocence. And they're losing their ability to gauge what's normal.
Right.
Because what happens is that, so you've got betrayal trauma, and the other part she looks at is called, excuse me, betrayal blindness. And what betrayal blindness is, it's the amount of blindness that we need to live in an environment where there's trauma happening.
Right.
Right? So we.
Right, okay.
So in a family like I know a few examples like this where the people are remorseless when they abuse, no remorse. They make up stories about it. They'll lie about it. They do all of these things that are often in family therapy in the category of probably narcissistic behaviors,
Yeah.
like because I'm not calling anyone that, but some behaviors
Yeah.
are definitely in a category. And when that people don't act with sympathy or empathy, or the kids who grow up in those environments, they have to develop a certain amount of blindness, right, to just to
Just
cope.
to survive, yeah.
And the other thing that happens is they develop a sense of homeostasis, right, that's in the negative. So in other words, for them to feel normal, it's up at a tension this high, they're normal. And
Right.
so two problems happen with that. One, when they get into relationships, they'll convert their married relationship and family relationship to the same homeostasis that they grew up in, which is actually really evil for everybody, but that feels natural to them.
Yeah.
That makes them feel like they're at home.
Yeah.
But for the other people who didn't grow up like that, they're just, this is horrible, except that it's normal to them.
Yeah.
Right? And so the other thing, and so that creates two things. One, it can make people like that. In other words, that they want that at home, so they'll be yelling at people, they'll be leaving out people's needs, they'll be like scapegoating, they'll be having a golden child. All of these things are similar to the betrayal blindness that they grew up with. Now they're imposing it. That's one thing. The other thing that happens is that they'll accept a really high level of betrayal blindness in their other relationships. They'll allow people to abuse them and not stand them up for themselves.
Right.
Right? So they've learned this thing. And the thing that we were going to look at in this is something that's very common, and I've had it happen. When you first come across this, you just can't believe it's happened.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody's hurt you and now they're accusing you. Right? And it's called DARVO. It's DARVO, and it stands for deny, accuse, reverse victim and offender. Right? So the perpetrator who's being aggressive makes up a narrative that the person being attacked actually caused, and they make themselves into the victim and you into the perpetrator.
Interesting.
And it's more common than people think, you know. And there was even an episode of on South Park where they, South Park's not for kids, so, you know. But on South Park, they made a, and someone goes, oh, just use DARVO. What's that? And they just said it, diverse, deny, accuse, reverse, victim, and offender. It was like, oh, just do that. And I thought that was really funny.
Just
It
use Davo.
didn't reach the mainstream. Yeah, so DARVO's this thing. And it's, and sadly about all of these things, as they discover in psychology,
Yeah.
they discover for the victims. But what happens when you learn about them, you can just use that to control people,
Right.
right? The problem with psychology is that they learn all these things, but a lot of people go, oh, here's a list on how to control that person.
Yes.
Just say you want to divorce somebody and you want to get them, there's a list of things you can do to really mess somebody up. You gaslight them, DARVO. And that's a problem, so that a lot of people who in the know can use, and it's happened. I remember my senior art lecturer, after I'd finished college, I was still friends with him. I went to his studio one day and he showed me this book, a business book, on how all these techniques are used before they became popular in psychology.
Right.
And then 15 years later, now they're in the theory,
Yeah.
but he showed me them a lot earlier. And I'm like, because you read this stuff and you go, I can't believe these people would do this to people without remorse.
Yes.
But sadly, there's a lot of people who are really quite remorseless.
Yes.
They don't say sorry. They make it always your fault. And they make up stories to make it into your fault. They make up narratives so that, to make it all
Yeah.
suit them. And they spread rumors about people. They tell lies about people. And it's a whole system of things you can do to someone to really quite mess them up. And sadly, it's got into the public and people do use them.
Yeah. And from a kinesiology perspective, I've always got a lot of empathy and sympathy for even my narcissist clients who have no idea they're doing it. So some people honestly don't know they're doing it. If they have no empathy and sympathy, there's often a reason why they don't. And they will have been, probably that blindness would have been there during their childhood
That's
while they
right.
saw things
And that's an
going
incredible
on.
thing to witness, isn't it?
Yeah. So, it's been a, it's, and that's why I never, when people come in and they're sort of contemplating divorce or they're contemplating, leaving a job, I say, don't make any decisions until we get your brain working better. Because if you're in that fight, flight, freeze, that high cortisol levels, your brain isn't working. You think it is, but it's not. It's like people who are stoned out of their brain. They think their brains are working, but they're not. Sorry, I saw a Bill Maher and Chevy Chase interview the
Yeah,
other
but
night, and Bill Maher was both stoned and drunk,
oh
and he
yeah,
just kept going off on these tangents. I'm sure he thinks he's the most
on
intelligent.
that little show he
Oh,
does.
bloody hilarious. Anyway,
That's a good show. What's that called?
don't know, but Chevy
The
was nowhere near drunk enough or stoned enough to match.
in
So
that little
I think he
underground,
was waiting for the
in that
last 20
little
minutes for it to be finished. Anyway,
podcast in that little underground room, right?
yeah,
With the
with those
lounge
cool
chairs and all
chairs.
that.
Yeah, anyway, it's just funny. But yeah, so with this bullying, mentality, it's with that lack of empathy, one of the things that's causing a lot of that is the screen time kids are getting. Like
Well,
it's one of the things that is stopping the brain from opening up because kids from day one these days, they're being kept busy by giving them phones. And this is what their brain is doing. They are here. They are not doing 3D, 4D stuff. They need to be running around and climbing trees and playing in the dirt and doing 3D stuff. And so many kids are just on their damn phones all day, every day.
so are their parents.
I know their parents are,
And it's
absolutely.
really, I've got a bit of a,
I know you're pro technology. I'm just
not
saying that
any,
it screws the brain up. It
well,
really
okay, look,
screws the brain up.
let me say something about this, just as an alternative idea. I think, I wonder, I'm not sure, but I've researched this really thoroughly when I was at uni. And the attitude, that caring attitude, community attitude that people used to have, that was on the decline before tech hit hard. That's been on the decline for a lot. So social empathy has been down. In relationships, you just look at the divorce rate and what people are doing in divorces. There's no empathy there at
Yeah.
all. And this Darvo type thing and these betrayal traumas, it often happens in relationship breakdowns more than any other time
Yeah.
because often people want to destroy the other person.
Yeah.
Really, and they do because you see it.
Yeah.
And spread rumors about them, turn the kids against them, all types of things. And they're all parts of the betrayal trauma suite of activity.
Yeah.
But that's been on the decline for a long time. And the
So
bit.
how do people recognize if someone is doing this to them? Because some
Well.
people are so in those patterns of being bullied that
Because
they're
that's.
bullied before they even realize the whole thing's gone
Yeah,
on.
and that's right. And because the two sides, if you've got an A score, adverse childhood experience score, A score higher than between 4 and 6, you've got a likelihood of becoming like that,
Right.
right? If you're not
Between even
careful.
4 and 6.
If they
Because
say,
I'm a 4, I always thought that was pretty good.
yeah, no, but no, actually, it's quite serious. Between 4 and 6, you've got a likelihood of not knowing you're a perpetrator of that.
Yeah, right.
Right? But the other problem also with high A scores, if you've been victimized, you've got a likelihood of being victimized your whole life because you're vulnerable to controlling people and you're used to it and your homeostasis sits there.
Yeah.
So one or the other, there's a high chance of having very intense experiences because of the intense experiences in your childhood.
Right.
And so it's definitely, there's so much good information on the internet. So
Yeah.
betrayal trauma, you can look up pretty easily.
Yeah.
And who's that guy I watch? Tim Fletcher.
Yeah.
He's got some really good videos on it. He's a trauma therapist.
Yeah.
But Jennifer Fried wrote the original work on it.
Yeah.
And in relationships, betrayal, Esther Perel, she her book was called The State of Affairs, about affairs in relationship, which is a big part of betrayal,
Yeah.
because that happens really a lot. And people have a lot of trouble getting back to normal after that, if they can ever. Most people just drop off at that because it's pretty cruel.
Yeah.
And so betrayal trauma in relationships, you got Esther Perel, her book,
Yeah.
she's got a TED talk.
Yeah. I
And
was, one of the things that I get clients when I've got them on the table and I'm doing kinesiology, I ask them, well, what's your I choose? I choose. And sometimes they can't ever say they choose themselves. They can't ever choose to be happy. It's not there in their brain. You know, and especially middle-aged women quite often just burst into tears and say, no one's ever asked me that before,
That's so sad.
which is very sad.
There's so back to Tim Fletcher on that.
Yeah.
So he's got on his website, you'll find, if you look up the 12 needs, 12 basic needs, that goes through that particular thing, because we never learn any self-love.
Yeah.
We never learned to nurture ourselves. And so his 12 basic needs, it's a course you can do if you want, but there's a lot of information on how they are, so you can work out what are our basic needs, what
Yeah.
are our basic affection needs, what are our ba you know go through those needs,
Yeah.
because we've never been educated on that.
Yeah.
It's like Esther Perel does these big seminars, and she goes, stand up, everybody, had really good relationship education in an order big auditorium. You'll get 10 people standing up.
Yeah.
And then she says, how many had good sex education? And no one stands up,
Yeah.
because nobody did. And the same thing about self-love and self-care, we didn't get growing up taught that.
Yeah.
And it's not anybody's fault. It's just that life's so busy when you're a parent. It's like, you're so, especially if you've got some health problems, you spend all of your time just existing and looking
Oh,
after the
so many
kids.
parents are spending so much time and energy looking after unwell children these days.
That's
Just,
right.
it's exhausting. So, especially with parents who never really planned on being parents or didn't get that whole oxytocin boost when their kids were born, and so that whole bonding thing was really challenging.
Bonding
Then they end up,
with the parents together, bonding didn't start well.
and then with that 65% of kids who are unwell these days, everything from everything, it's just awful.
Well, the rates of ADHD are going up. A lot of things are getting
All the neurospicy things, all the autoimmune disease, all the allergies. One of my, yeah, there's someone in my world who is allergic to life because of a medical intervention 3 years ago. Allergic to her own tears, allergic to her own sweat. It's a
Oh,
real
yeah.
bummer because I reckon I could help her, but you have to be asked.
Oh, someone you know.
Absolutely. But the family isn't pro natural therapies, or certainly doesn't have the money to put into. It's going to be awful. She will probably die. She's had anaphylaxis lots in the last little while.
Oh,
Just awful. Really
so it's
awful.
allergy based.
Well, remember when they put
Sorry,
in,
just
there's
like.
a particular ingredient in the PHIZER jabs that was known to cause anaphylaxis. So some people, and it's obviously rare. We've got to have an allergy to this particular thing. I can't remember which ingredient it was, but some people were getting instantaneous anaphylaxis within seconds.
Yeah, I heard about
Unfortunately, she had to do it for her job, and she's been fighting this for 3 years.
Has she got a
She's
pen
got
like they have in the schools with all the
she
teachers?
has to have three EpiPens on her at all times because
Oh, three.
she
If you
has to
need
have
them.
three because one often isn't enough.
Oh, okay.
So she, no, it's big time. And she's always grateful when ambos arrive quickly. She's grateful when things work fast in the hospital. She's great. She's been looked after really, really well, but she can't continue living in Queensland. It's too hot. She needs to be in a
Oh,
cool
right.
environment because she can't sweat, because the sweat makes her get these allergic anaphylaxis reactions.
Oh
So she like
wow.
needs to live in like a cool bubble.
Heck, a bubble like the bubble boy in that movie when we were kids.
Yeah, John Travolta. Actually, then there was also a bubble boy in Seinfeld. Did you watch that
I can imagine that.
episode? George. They were playing Trivial Pursuit. And
I do remember
it
that.
was some question like, what who invaded such and such? And I can't remember history. But anyway, the guy go the bubble boy goes, "The Moors." And George goes, no, it's the Moops." Because there was a spelling error on it. So anyway, next thing the bubble boy's got George's throat and he's like, and next thing the whole bubble deflates and anyway. But there was also a bubble boy in Northern Exposure.
Oh, really?
A guy went and moved up there and he was always testing, the allergies, and he'd go outside and he'd be checking his,
It's nearly always allergies, isn't it?
Oh
So
yeah.
whether it comes from medicine or nature, we're dealing with an allergy.
So like for him it was pollens and things, but he moved to Alaska in Northern Exposure, which is obviously a TV show. But
Have
yeah.
you didn't do any work with allergies so much? I remember Beth had allergies and she had someone working with you at the time.
Rachel, yeah.
Rachel, gone forever.
Yeah.
Like dust allergies that were there for years.
Yeah.
Really, didn't come back.
I do a lot of work for allergies, but yeah,
Yeah,
no, she
right.
was great. Yeah, that
I
was
just
a,
remember that person.
yeah, no, I do too. And yeah, that was a DAEN process.
Oh, right then.
Yeah. So it's a particular type of kinesiology and, they tippity tap and, tap on your back and do a few things and,
I was surprised to see it work. And it's like it's always good when you see something like all of the natural products when you see the work. Like I had a friend who had he was wearing a ring and it somehow got infected and he just had this red stuff creeping up his arm and went to the doctor. They gave him what steroids and the normal stuff they give you. It didn't work. And then he went to a homeopath and he got these homeopathics and suddenly it just withdrew and went away. And they say they're just water. And I go,
actually
gee, water's good.
on Children's Health
Water's that good
Defence.
at fixing things.
Yeah, on Children's Health Defence, they've actually just released a homeopathy series of documentaries.
Right.
So, anyone who's interested in homeopathy and how it works, because there's a lot of farmers who give it to their animals. If it was all placebo, it wouldn't work on animals. If it was all placebo, it wouldn't work on babies. If it was all placebo, it wouldn't work on your damn cats and dogs. So, it's sort of funny because everyone just sees it as being
No, it was that. It was that. It
BS.
was that. It was those guys, Richard Dawkins, and who was that other guy who hated homeopaths? I can't remember his idea. He
Oh,
just
but they just don't, they just don't put
angry
any energy
people.
into it. But actually, this afternoon, I'll have to share one of my favorite homeopathic videos. That's a, it's a spoof and it's just pretty funny. And it basically, someone has a car accident and they've been brought into the trauma room. And so they're lying there and they're dying. And the doctor says, "Okay, I
Not
want you to
funny.
go out to the car, scrape some of the paint, bring it in, put it in a liter of water, shake it, get one drop of that, put it into a liter of water, shake it again, get one drop of that, put it into a liter of water, shake it again, and then we'll give it to him. If that doesn't work, I don't know what will."
What was that on?
I'll have to find it and share it, but it's bloody funny.
Right.
But yeah, I'll try to share it on here.
But
So
actually,
remind me.
seeing you talking about that, I've got something that I didn't think of.
Yep, I've got
So
2 minutes till I have to pick up Teddy.
that's right, we've got 2 minutes. So if you look on Jennifer Fried's website, FREYD, there's questionnaires about betrayal trauma and there's medical ones.
Nice.
Because betrayal trauma not only happens socially, it happens institutionally as well. And that's one of the parts that she worked on. So
Right.
there's personal, family, and institutional, because a lot of betrayal and for medical treatment,
Yeah.
there's betrayal trauma in that. So the problem is when people look at those issues when they come up, people get injured by
Yeah.
medicine because the side effects are all on the label, so they do happen to people.
Not always.
No,
The
I don't
jabs the
know.
last few years, they
I
gave
know.
no side
I know,
effects.
but whatever that is, if somebody does get a side effect and they're told it's safe, they'll probably experience betrayal trauma in the
Yeah.
same way because it's the same psychological process. And if you just say, oh, okay, you'll be better now, but the problem is the person felt you told me it was safe and now it's not.
Yeah.
That's identical to all other types of
Yeah.
betrayal trauma. And then if you and then we saw what happened, we saw what happened during the pandemic was that those people got blamed.
Yeah.
Darvo happened all over the place during,
Sure did.
right? So the people who got injured, got blamed, just like somebody who gets abused gets blamed by their abuser,
Yeah.
right?
And
And
now.
so I'm not like, it's just that, when you're a counselor and you get all these government things, institutional things, and you look and you go, yeah, but the psychology is pretty simple on this. I think you had trust, and then you got sick, and now you feel betrayed, and that trauma will stay in your body. That's something that you might need help with,
Yeah.
because it's just like somebody else betrayed
And
you.
we know
Like,
that the media was owned by the government, so they were just sending the same safe and effective message everywhere, which would
so were
never
they
prove
so
it.
there so what and what we're looking at, the betrayal happened there. So,
Yeah.
because if you look at it in plain English, that was betrayal,
Yes.
and it was a narrative, and that's what you use to betray people.
Yeah.
You make a narrative that makes you into the victim. And didn't we have to feel so sorry for the drug company?
Oh, yeah, poor little
They
darlings.
were protected from abuse, from victimization, from the patients.
Oh, yeah.
They were protected, and the patients, they were like
Yeah.
terrible people for upsetting the public because
Yeah.
they got
No,
hurt.
yeah, you weren't allowed to share anything like that. They kept
I
taking down Facebook pages with thousands
I
and
had
thousands
people
of
I love
people.
really badly hurt and
Yeah.
vaccine damaged, and
I
I'm just like,
continue to have
ugh.
people I love
But
really
you're there,
badly damaged.
and so it's like it is betrayal trauma.
Yeah.
And anyway, if you look up Jennifer Freud's website, there's one for institutions and one for medical, and you can look at and just go through and have a look,
Interesting.
because if you do have betrayal trauma, all sorts of treatment, whether counseling or kinesiology, all types of things can be helpful just to calm that down. Because once trust gets broken, just like in any
Yeah.
relationship, it's fair. People might be scared to go to the hospital now.
Yeah.
Well, that's no good, is
And can I just say on the
it?
allergy thing, since I mentioned this lady I know who is
Because I know
allergic
lots
to
of
life
people
at
who are
the
scared of
moment?
going to hospital.
Yeah. So one of, and I know this is a product that is not cheap, but the acea-redox signaling molecules, it's identical. It's literally nature identical to what your body doesn't have enough of when you're not detoxifying or renewing or regenerating your cells. So people can go from being bedridden. I've got a doctor in New Zealand who's got people who have got still myocarditis and all of that sort of stuff. And after the first day, they haven't had any chest pain. I've got, I know so many people who have used it. I've taken people with 13,000 cancer count down to 10 in 7 months. I've
Wow.
used it for all sorts of really cool stuff. And because it's nature identical, when someone's allergic to everything, sometimes they don't cope with anything natural. Sometimes they don't cope with anything medical. Sometimes their diet, they're eating nothing but pumpkin,
Yeah, because things are
because they're so
because
damaged.
well, because stress, otherwise it wouldn't be true. Stress is the main predictor for heart attacks,
Yes.
for high blood sugar, right? And for healing.
Yeah.
And so if you're stressed, your food won't digest as easily, maybe your microbiome won't work,
Yeah.
because stress disrupts everything.
Yeah. So ask me in the comments if you want the link for the ASEA or some documents.
They've got a new product too, haven't
They
they?
do have a
Like a
new
pain
product called
one,
Redox Gold.
just testing at the
Yeah,
moment.
yeah. So at the moment, like see my manky little finger here? See how bent it is? So I injured that in grade eight, my first day playing basketball. So,
Right.
here I am 40 years later. And the main time I feel it is when, like, it's always a little bit sore if I, poke it in. Sure, it's not too bad, but it's nearly always sore.
And body keeps the score,
But
just like old injuries here, old injuries in the site,
yeah,
same thing.
so it's when I do 1, 2, 3 massages throughout that massage because I'm an old school massage therapist. So I'm, I'm not a light fluffy, like they do in the movies. Anyway, that's not me.
They
So anyway,
call it relaxing.
but I did 3 hours of massage on Friday, and it was actually pretty good.
Right.
And I've got a nerve pain on my foot because I wore some stupid sneakers, exercising like 4, 5, 6 months ago. And that created this lump on the back of my foot, which when I bump it, it's like a 10 out of 10 in pain.
Right.
And basically, I have been putting it on there. And the other day, I bumped it. And firstly, I was irritated that it wasn't, I was still in pain. And then I thought, hang on, this isn't mind-blowingly, eye-wateringly, nearly ready to faint
Right.
pain, so it had reduced by about 30%. So those two couple of things are pretty cool.
That's interesting.
Anyway, got to go get Teddy.
Okay.
That was fun. Thanks,
Hey, that
everyone.
was really good. Thank you,
Okay,
Donna.
bye.